The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Happy. That's hard to say that anymore. I guess maybe I could put it in quotes. Happy, the new year. I do wish all of you the best, and it will largely depend on how much energy you want to put into being prepared and to fully understand the danger that is now knocking at the door. In fact, it's inside the house in many cases. It's real ugly, and I don't like being negative at all. And I hope you enjoyed the music last night in the third hour. We've lost the appreciation of beautiful things, art, architecture, nature. How many people live in cities who never go out, literally never go out and experience nature? They don't. They've lost it. We have to somehow reconnect while we still have time before we move on to the next stage in our existence, which is certainly not restricted to this go-round. Madeline Gerwick, who is not restricted to anything, is running rampant right now and is back to scare the hell out of us with her astrological pronouncements again. Hello, Madeline.
Hello. I hope I won't scare you to death.
No, not to death, just to the hospital, ICU. Oh, I forgot.
Oh,
no more room
bad.
In
that's
the ICUs.
That's bad. Now we're starting a new year, but we're also starting a new economy. And the last time we had this economy start, it was March 4th of 1226. So almost 800 years ago.
1226. Well, all right. Now draw the. All right. This is interesting. What parallel do you draw between 1246 and 2020?
What's 1226 the deal? And 2020. Okay. So that was going from what they called the Dark Ages into the. That was the beginning of the Renaissance in Italy. So that was frequently referred to as dark to light. And of course, the previous...
You mean even back in the day, back then?
Yeah, even back in the day. Yeah. Yeah, basically, you know, in the darker period, it was an Earth economy back before that. Mm-hmm. It was quite restrictive, and the thought patterns were pretty restrictive and negative. So when it went into the new economy, you know, with the air signs, that's when you had a higher level of creativity and a higher, you know, a changing of the thought forms, let's say. So new ideas.
What caused such a change? What caused a morphing into a more creative, visionary type of general mindset? What caused that?
Well, that was the same thing that happened just on December 21st, which we had Jupiter and Saturn conjunct in Aquarius.
Uh-huh.
So not at zero like it is now, but nevertheless, Aquarius is one of those signs that's associated with higher consciousness. And, of course, whenever one of these things happens, you're always sort of dependent on where things are at the moment, you see. So the same cycle will sort of what I call spiral up to the next level the next time it happens, because the level of consciousness will have increased, and so you can take it to the next level. Now, this time, of course, you have things like artificial intelligence and, you know.
Well, I was going to mention that, excuse me, but that is an unprecedented leap forward. We are no longer going to be natural-born, sentient animal beings on this planet. We're being upgraded. Our DNA is being co-opted and changed permanently by this non-vaccine vaccine, which is full of nanotech. We're not going to be human beings. We're not going to be Homo sapiens anymore. We're going to be AI-generated, controlled servants. Servants.
Well,
those of us who are allowed to continue living.
That is if you take it, right? That's only if you take it.
Well, that's a little medical thug. Hold on. The medical thug, Anthony Fauci, said mandatory today. Mandatory vaccines are on the table. That's what he wants, because he's a globalist.
I don't think he's going to get it.
enforcer. No, there'll be a random, it'll be quite remarkable, backlash against this. There already is when they try to give it to people. That nurse is dead, by the way. Tiffany.
What was that?
Tiffany is dead, that nurse.
Tiffany Dover. Yes, right. Yes,
they're
I'm sure
it.
She is.
They're covering
it. Yeah, they're
it
hiding
up.
It. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I saw today that 60% of the caregivers at assisted living and nursing homes are not taking it. and I think that was in Ohio. So it does show that
there are groups of 80,000 nurses that are not taking it. See, they know. They understand. Madeline, let me just do this. You cannot create a vaccine. There was no vaccine for SARS, for example, and this is SARS-CoV-2. There was no vaccine able to be created. They worked on it for years. They gave up.
They worked on it for 20 years, and they couldn't do it.
So Moderna claims, with a straight face, they created their coronavirus 19 vaccine in 2 days. Pfizer says, oh yeah, I have the story. Pfizer says they created their vaccine, which has to be stored at minus 94 Fahrenheit, in 2 hours of design work.
Oh my God,
that's
ridiculous.
All it took. Well, it's beyond ridiculous, okay? It's deadly ridiculous. It's not a vaccine.
It is deadly.
It's
just
a carrier, and that's the end of it. But I will also say one other thing. And I'm going to work on writing an article which is going to knock people over. This vaccine has nothing to do with vaccinations. Just keep that in mind, and I'll get back to more later.
That's true. That is true.
Please keep that in mind. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so in a interesting situation, you see, basically, you hear about the Great Awakening and Jupiter conjunct Saturn in starting this new economy. Also, we believe, started the Aquarian Age. Now, the Aquarian Age is something that will last over 2,000 years, whereas the air economy will last 199 years. Now, that's a pretty significant event, the Aquarian, or the air economy, but the Aquarian age is a much bigger event. Now, ages take about 250 to 300 years to completely switch over from one to another. So they start switching during the previous age, and then it takes longer after they sort of officially start for it to sort of take hold. And during the Aquarian age, of course, you have this potential for what we call the Great Awakening. And there's been a lot of talk about the Great Awakening in various circles over the last maybe 3 to 4 years. And it's appearing to happen, because you just mentioned all these people saying, no, we're not taking that vaccine, and we don't think we need it, you know. And there's not actually any evidence at all that even if the vaccine could help, that it's needed. There's no evidence at all that it's needed.
No.
Because the recovery rates are so high.
99.9%.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, that's like asking somebody to take a vaccine for a cold. You know, they're going to recover from it. Might be miserable, but they're going to recover from it. You know, so, you know, it's just not
well, it's insanity.
Not practical.
It's not insanity. It's total sanity, but being perpetrated by evil satanic forces. That's
yes.
Their sanity.
Yeah,
that's what they want.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Yep. So this new year is remarkable in that you're not just starting a new year after a year where we had, I don't know, something like 5 or 6 or 7 extremely rare cycles. And the last two just occurred December 21st.
Right.
So that was an unprecedented year. There's never been a year like that ever. Most of those cycles had not occurred in hundreds and hundreds of years. And they all occurred in the same year, in 2020. So this year is, in comparison, a lot easier. Nothing could have, you know, topped that one, I'm sure.
You mean 2020? Well, I wouldn't rule 2021 out. I said in 2019, and I think most of you remember, I said it a lot. I said 2020 is going to be hell on wheels. 2021 looks to be worse at this point.
Well, I don't think it will be. No, I don't think it will be worse. Now, there are cycles ahead for the whole year. Saturn is going to be square to Uranus. And we should probably talk about this whole cycle here. When Jupiter and Saturn got together at 0 degrees in Aquarius, they were both square to Uranus. Now, 20 years ago, in May of 2000, they were in the opposite signs and square to each other. So back then, Jupiter and Saturn were together in Taurus, and then they squared Uranus and Aquarius. And this time, they're in the exact opposite signs. So Uranus is in Taurus, and Jupiter and Saturn are in Aquarius. So to have two back-to-back of those cycles has not occurred since 1067 was the last time it occurred. The first time it occurred back then was 1047, and then 20 years later in 1067. So that's been 953 years since we had two of these particular cycles back to back, and they're associated with economic and social revolution. And so this particular cycle takes 20 years, and this is the beginning of it. So we just finished one of them, and we're basically halfway through this process of changing over our economy and basically our society to this, for lack of a better word, Aquarian age. And so during this process, you see, we've got, well, just look, the brick and mortars are failing to a good extent.
They're being exterminated.
Yeah, they're being exterminated. That's more accurate. You know, and a lot of your stuff you have to buy online if you're not able to get it the other way or don't want to get it the other way. And so there's a big process that seems bad in certain ways, but on the other hand, it also means that barrier to entry for new types of companies is much, much lower. You don't have to have a brick-and-mortar building. You don't have to have 2 tons of inventory to open your doors. You know, it's a much different scenario. So a lot of companies can get started and move forward without having a lot of money to do so. So there's pros and cons, right? Put it that way.
And, well, what do we? All right, hold on. Okay. That's a good point. I understand it. I think all our listeners understand it. But what happens when we no longer have brick and mortar? What happens to the entire paradigm of social face-to-face interaction between human beings? It's cut in half and then some. What happens when we no longer can go to the movies, restaurants? What happens when we can't do things? What happens when we have to mask up and hide our identity? How are you going to meet people, really? How are you going to get,
right?
How is life to continue? Watch the birth rate begin to decline in first world countries, especially. Third world.
Well, that's a good point. I'm sure it did happen last year, too. What I want to say about that is, you know, that's a description of what happened with the COVID, right? But I don't think we're going to have that scenario for the whole year this year. I think that scenario is going away.
6 months?
I would bet maybe 3 to 4. You know, it looks like there's a really big battle about it at the end of March.
Let me ask you this. Do you see in the stars elements of docility, acquiescence, or do you see elements of people fighting back, standing up on their values?
Oh, no, especially in the U.S., everything is for fighting back. Now, here's something I haven't talked about at all, and it's going to be close this year, but it'll peak next year. It's the USA Pluto return. Now, Pluto in the USA chart is at 27 degrees and 33 minutes. And Pluto represents things like power and death and rebirth and transformation. And in the U.S., it also represents the Constitution, because the Constitution is where the power lies in the USA. So this particular cycle is likely to reinstate the Constitution, but it's a process, you see. This year, it gets close. It gets within 1 degree from March 26th through May 30th of this year. And then it's going to come back in range January 19th of 2022, and it's going to peak for the first of 3 times on February 20th of 2022. And so this is a process. It's going to peak 3 times during 2022. It'll come back in range in May and peak a second time on July 10th, and it'll come back in range in November 30th and peak a third time December 28th. So it's a process, and it won't peak again, but it'll come within 20 minutes of being exact in 2023. So it's a process. And so you know, the majority of the action is next year, but it's starting this year. It continues through 2023. And then what? You have another election year in 2024. See, so over the coming 3 years, you're basically watching a reclamation, or how I would interpret it, as a reclamation of the Constitution. Now, you know, we have some explosive stuff happening in January, and that looks very much like a big, big fight. So,
are you talking about a blood in the streets fight? Or are you talking about constitutional fights?
More constitutional, but it could be blood in the streets. Remember in December, we had that really rough cycle that peaked on December 23rd, and then we had, and that was Mars square Pluto. Mars and Eris both square Pluto. Right. And then we had the Nashville bomb on Christmas. See, just like a day and a half later after it peaks. So those are very intense types of energies. You can definitely have explosions. I'm talking about physical explosions. But you can also have major earthquakes, too. And you can have major storms. Years ago, there was something known as the Inauguration Day storm. And that particular storm occurred with Mars opposite Uranus, and it was past it by like 6 degrees. It was still in range, but it was like 5 or 6 degrees separated from it. And we still had one of the most major storms at the time that we had had. So the fact that we're having Mars conjunct Uranus exact on Inauguration Day makes me rather nervous. It could have a positive impact. This particular energy is also known for creating breakthroughs, and that would be good. We could definitely use a few breakthroughs. And the funny thing about it is it actually comes into range on January 6th. I just find that odd, you know, that that's the day we're going to have the congressional meeting to deal with the Electoral College votes.
Well, there's a lot of confusion about that. President Trump has called for Americans to converge on Washington, D.C. again on the 6th.
Yep.
He's expecting, obviously, something big. He's going to make announcements. Vice President Pence, on the other hand, is acting very oddly. He literally joined up with Nancy Pelosi today to exert pressure on this federal judge to drop the case from Louie Gohmert, Representative Gohmert, which seeks to expand and define Pence's responsibilities constitutionally on January the 6th. Pence wants nothing to do with it. And he joined up with the arch-communist queen, Nancy Pelosi, to try to pressure this judge to drop the case.
Wow.
This is very weird. And he was scheduled to fly out of town immediately after he did his thing and go to Israel, but that's been canceled now. Lynn Wood, the attorney, is calling for Mike Pence to potentially be arrested and executed by a firing squad, apparently depending upon how he acts. This is Lynn Wood on January 6th. So January 6th is an enormously convoluted and potentially explosive day. We have to pause. On that, hold on. We'll be right back with Madeline in just a minute. Okay, welcome back on this New Year's Day, talking to Madeline. Go ahead, Madeline.
Okay, I think actually I ought to go back and mention a few important things about the new economy before we get too far off track here. Because we're really switching over from an earth economy, which was basically related to agriculture and manufacturing and services and financial products. And if you can imagine, that particular economy started in 1842. And what a difference it was at that time versus what it is now. So just try and imagine between now and 2119, I think it is, that we're going to have, 2219. Yeah, so 199 years from now when we finish the air economy, you know, we're going to make a similar amount of progress. And what I'm trying to suggest is not that we're going to stop manufacturing. We're not going to stop having services. That's not how it's going to work. We're going to change the way we do those activities based on new data, new technologies, I'm sure there'll be a lot of artificial intelligence that'll be introduced into manufacturing and other types of processes, business processes, and so forth. And partnerships and alliances is another piece of that. Transportation is another piece of that. So, and we just last year had those new, kind of what I call the Star Trek patents for the U.S. Navy, where they have the fusion and then patent and all these other things that they can do to, for a spaceship.
They already have them. They're already.
They have them, right? They already have them, but they just patented them, right?
Right.
So,
well, if they patent them too early, the word gets out. But if you
right.
do patent searches and into the field of eclectic and exotic propulsion, it's amazing. Go back to T. Townsend Brown. This goes way back, and look where they were 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah. Go ahead. Exactly. Yeah. So. So anyways, all of these areas and lots of other types of innovations and new technologies will come out as well. You know, I'm waiting for replicators and med beds and specifically. And so when you can go into a med bed and fix anything, you know, what's going to happen to your doctor services? That's going to be a completely different arrangement. So I'm just wanting people to realize that the emphasis on growth in the economy is in these other areas. And so anything that you can do to emphasize that in your business, for example, and be looking for new processes and new technologies that can help your business, that's where the growth is going to come from. So, and I do expect to see a number of suppressed technologies released, possibly this year, maybe next year, during Saturn in Aquarius. I think that's a possibility. It might take a little longer than that. Maybe it'll take until Saturn moves into Pisces in 2023.
All right. I'm told that technology releases, such as which you're alluding to, are going to be part of the carrot and stick to get people to come along with this new normal, which is has nothing
really
to do with our old normal. Yeah, they will be unleashing limited amounts of new technology. It'll be like candy for the masses. They're going to love it. So they're going to, that's how they're going to try and make people comply without forcing them. They're going to induce compliance with new tech.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
It's a lever.
Well,
no use.
But that's, yeah, I see that. Now, I also want to mention just about the economy here before we get too far down the street here, that it doesn't happen very often that you have Jupiter and Saturn in the same sign. That only occurs once every 20 years. This happens to be the year. Now, last year at the beginning, near the beginning of 2019, Saturn actually did dip into Aquarius for a few months. And that's when the airline industry, for example, nearly went bankrupt. Now, they're still in trouble. In fact, not just airlines. Airlines, trains, broadcasters, and that's all your media. And all your big tech companies. So even your big tech companies like an Apple or Microsoft or, you know, something like that, they still are in trouble at this point as well.
What kind of trouble?
When Saturn is in a sign that represents that type of industry, then there's a lot of consolidation.
Okay.
And not everybody makes it. Now, that's just reality. Now,
no,
the airlines.
They? If you fail in business, you should fail. All right. That's a natural evolution of a basically capitalist society. Entrepreneurs
don't always
succeed, nor should they.
Yeah. So, you know, if they made the wrong choices, that's the natural and logical consequence. But But with Jupiter there, you see, there's growth that comes along and helps to sustain these companies. But there's not as much growth as there would have been if Saturn wasn't there as well. So what's going on is basically that they're treading water. That's the best way I can put it. They're not really making progress, but they may not be dying until next year, or they may not consolidate until next year when Jupiter moves into Pisces. So, and Saturn won't move into Pisces until like March of 2023. So all during next year, when Jupiter is no longer in Aquarius, and through roughly about the middle of March 2023, you have all these companies that are related to technology and airlines and energy and transportation and so forth. They're all undergoing consolidation at that time. Broadcasters, all of that will be undergoing consolidation. This year, they'll probably tread water, with the exception possibly of the media.
How much more consolidation can professional broadcasting and media undergo? You've got six corporations own 94% of the media. No, it's 96%. Well, so, I mean, how much more consolidation can there be? We're almost to the max
CNN
now.
CNN seems to be failing the fastest, right? So what I expect to see actually from a different cycle, and this is Pluto opposite the USA Mercury, that particular cycle is associated with our media and our social media. And Pluto represents permanent change. Frequently, it represents complete transformation. Now, in big tech, social media companies, that's likely to be that they're going to lose whatever liability protection they had, and they're now going to be considered publishers. And there may be other things that are presented where censorship becomes impossible for them to do. I don't know what that will end up looking like, but I think it's a possibility. And that process is one that starts in January, but it doesn't complete until later this year, between like late July and early December. So we'll see how that plays out. But I imagine you might see possibly some of the media people either, well, possibly they might be arrested and tried for sedition for lying to the public, particularly about the election, or they might lose their FCC licenses, making it possible for other alternatives media to get their licenses. So we'll see what happens there.
I
think you're looking at a pretty major situation. So I don't think they're going to get by unscathed. That's not going to happen. Pluto opposite the USA Mercury is a gigantic deal. And I think these guys know it. They know that they're looking at 20-year sentences, 20-year jail sentences and everything, and that's why they are so crazed to make sure Trump doesn't get in office for on January 20th. But I think they're pretty much know that they're not going to get Biden in there. Last thing I heard was that the intelligence services knew it. So if the intelligence services know it, you can be sure they know it too. So, you know, it's definitely a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll see. But, you know, those are big deal changes for the economy in 2020. And in my newsletter, there's a whole list of different industries and how they'll be impacted by this particular Jupiter and Saturn being in Aquarius together. So some industries will be okay, and other ones will have challenges, similar to what the Aquarian industries have. So Leo industries, Taurus industries, which are like banking and finance and things like that, all that stuff will have challenges, and as well as Scorpio industries, which are like insurance and investment companies. So we'll see how they play out for the year. Should be quite interesting, I think. Anyways, should we talk anymore? Go ahead.
I just, when you look at the, you mentioned January 6th, and there's so many convoluted aspects to it. Why would Trump invite so many people, encourage them, ask them to come to Washington,
right,
D.C., if he were not confident? That doesn't make sense to me. That's just common sense. But go back to this thing I mentioned. Pence and Pelosi have asked the Trump-appointed judge to toss the case, which simply sought to define, by Representative Louis Gohmert, Pence's constitutional obligations. Why would Pence fight such a thing? I don't get it. Lynn Wood claims Vice President Pence faces arrest for treason and execution by a firing squad. That's Lynn Wood.
Wow.
Pence, a GOP rep says that Pence may choose the 2020 election winner as he sees fit. This is from a GOP representative in a new court filing. Another one. We've got so many stories here. Another one, going up shortly, I've got video of vans removing ballots from a Georgia warehouse with armed guards. These are not police guards. These are hired mercenary guards.
Oh, wow.
It's getting crazy. U.S. Senate leader, Comrade Mitch Marxist McConnell, has blocked the $2,000 stimulus check effort for the third time in a row now. Three times.
I know.
This guy's not a Republican. He's not an American.
Well, and his wife is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I mean,
well, she's Chinese, okay?
He's
obviously tied into the CCP.
Yep.
You have to be blind, deaf, and dumb not to get that.
Here,
Biden, who I will have more to say about later on when I get this story written. Biden's cabinet picks, Janet Yellen, currently being paid or was being paid recently by Google on the payroll, and Blinken by Facebook. So what's that? Trump is, I don't know what's going on, but he's acting very confident, which is good to see. You haven't seen Mike Flynn, Sidney Powell, General Tom McInerney in the news for days. They're working very hard behind the scenes, and I think Trump has stepped aside from being interfered with by Meadows and Cipollone, and has got his agenda straightened out finally. He's been really victimized by a lot of very terrible appointments, so we'll see.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah. Now, you know, speaking of Lynn Wood, of course, he also recently said something about Epstein being alive.
I don't know. He looked awfully dead to me. But that's CGI Hollywood specs. Special effects can do a lot of things. He may be dead.
Know.
But the rule is Mossad doesn't kill its own. That's just the way it works. They don't. That's old school stuff.
There might be more evidence is what I was suggesting that might be coming out.
Lynn Wood obviously heard something that tweaked his interest a great deal, enough for him to say that. He said there'll be more coming on it, so we'll see.
So, you know, there are a lot of potentials for arrests to occur in January. Mars conjunct Uranus continues to be in range, I think, through February 8th or 9th. So it's got a fair range there of about 5 weeks where it's in range, or at least 4.5 weeks where it's in range. And a lot can happen during that time. Now, Mercury is going to go retrograde on the 30th. So, and there, it makes a lot of aspects, stays in Aquarius. That's another thing that's in Aquarius. And it's, so there's a lot of rethinking going on during February. And you don't actually get to what I would call new start territory until March. And actually, the very first day that I have seen that I am able to recommend new starts for is March 1st. Can you believe this? This is almost a year. I mean, I haven't recommended, you know, dates for new starts since early April of 2019. That's how bad last year was. Or maybe it was the very end of March, I forget. But, it was early in the year was the good time frame.
Hold on, I just got a word. The federal judge has indeed tossed Representative Gohmert's electoral lawsuit against Mike Pence. Let me read this. A federal judge has thrown out a GOP-led lawsuit aimed at empowering Vice President Mike Pence. Now remember, Mike Pence joined up with Pelosi to get the judge to do this.
Right.
All right, at empowering Vice President Mike Pence to unilaterally overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory, contending that the plaintiffs, Representative Gohmert and 11 Arizona Republicans who had been electors for Donald Trump, lacked standing. That's the old phony out that these judges use.
Oh, my God. Lacked standing. That's unbelievable.
What does this portend? It suggests...
Well, what I think it might suggest is that every time they have one of these situations thrown out of court, you see, it actually supports Trump invoking the Insurrection Act and arresting these people.
It's all headed toward the EO of 2018 and the Insurrection Act.
Yes.
Were they trying to move Pence out of the way so he wouldn't detract from that with some
it's
kind
a possibility.
We have to
consider that possibility.
Right.
So it is a possibility. I have seen that suggested as the reason why, you know, they don't, you know, jump up and down too hard on these court cases, because they let the courts say, no, we're not going to hear it. And then they can say, well, even the judiciary is corrupt and has failed the citizens, and so we're invoking the Insurrection Act, and that's that. So, again, I just want to remind people that the inauguration day has absolutely horrible cycles for Joe Biden. I guarantee you he's not going to be inaugurated. And this is something that happened in 2016 as well. It was one of the reasons why I was sure that Hillary Clinton was not going to be elected. On inauguration day in 2017, she had Mars was square her Uranus, which is that explosive energy, and so I knew no way she's not winning, or she wouldn't be in such anger. And interestingly enough, this particular Mars Uranus conjunction is square Joe Biden's Pluto, suggesting that his power is being basically blown up to smithereens. So it's exact within 30 minutes. And, you know, you can, anytime something's within 1 degree for Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto, then they're active. And so those cycles are definite indicators that Joe Biden is not going to be inaugurated.
Keep in mind also another thing that is of interest. And that's the camel has not resigned her Senate seat.
Right. I don't think she will.
I think
it's very unlikely.
No, she's not even talking about it. So she's
no.
She knows. She knows.
She knows.
She knows.
Yep.
She knows.
And in fact, remember, since the intelligence community knows, they know, all the media knows, all the big tech guys know, you see.
So. I have never seen a more, really, it's, we talk about how Trump's appointments are not good. Look at the garbage that Biden has named. It's just neocon, yeah. War pigs, and communist sympathetic, if not involved, people with dirt everywhere. Just dirt. Garbage.
But fortunately, they're not coming to power, so that's the good news, you know.
No,
we don't need to give them any energy.
The Insurrection Act, which I hope it is, and I really hope that this will result in arrests. I'd love to see special forces go out and arrest a couple hundred of these people. Let them worry about getting out of it. Charge them. Let them worry about going to court. In the meantime,
well,
they can sit on their ass.
You see, they're not going to go to civilian court. When they're arrested by the military, they're going to go to military tribunals, right?
That's right.
And they're not going to have their people in place there to get them out of it. So they're in plenty of trouble.
Yeah.
Plenty of trouble. Now, one other thing I want to mention about our economy before I forget. I do want to talk about it because
here's a quickie.
I know.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Nancy Pelosi has now banned gender terms in the House. You can no longer say mother, daughter, father, or son, according to new House rules. See, this is psychopathy. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy communist nuts is what it is. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You're talking about the new economy now.
Yes. Well, one of the things that's big for 2021, and it's actually going to be in range through much of 2022 as well, Saturn is going to be square to Uranus. Now, Jupiter is also square to Uranus. And at the moment, and I just want to mention quickly here about Jupiter square Uranus, because this is the shorter cycle that will be a little faster. We'll get through it probably in February. So, or, you know, January, February. So your people who are listening may have experiences where it looks like something bad is happening to them, but actually it's not bad. It's the universe is trying to move them to a better opportunity, a better growth situation for them. See, it's really similar to when I'm picking up a worm from underneath a plant on my patio, and he's been living in some teeny amount of dirt, and I move him over to the garden where there's a lot of dirt, and he can grow big. But that worm is terrified, and that's how we are when the universe moves us. But it's not bad. Something good is about to happen.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We'll pause for a few and come back with Madeline. San Francisco's lockdown. The whole term makes me sick. And quarantine, and they're quarantining healthy people. That's never been done before. You always quarantine sick people. San Francisco's lockdown, house arrest, and quarantine have been extended indefinitely.
Oh my God, how nuts.
It's, I'm telling you, worse and worse. Hold on, we'll be right back in a few. Hold on.